Israel Security Cabinet meets on the status of Lebanon operations today. Newspapers here report that military planners have asked Prime Minister Ehud Olmert for permission to expand targets to include Lebanon's vital infrastructure. Also under discussion is a proposal to have Israeli troops attempt to push north to the Litani River, about 20 kilometers inside Lebanon, a proposal that Agriculture Minister Shalom Simhon says he supports.
אני חושב שאחרי חודש ימים כולנו צריכים להבין שאנחנו נמצאים במלחמה.
Simhon says the Israeli army needs to move further north to destroy Hezbollah's capacity to launch rockets, which he says have paralyzed life in northern Israel. Israel has about 10,000 ground troops inside Lebanon, but they have so far not been able to significantly deter Hezbollah rocket launches, which have increased in recent days. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has urged the U.N. Security Council to vote quickly on a draft resolution for a cessation of hostilities. The draft allows Israel to respond if attacked by Hezbollah militants and to keep its forces inside Lebanon until a possible deployment of international peacekeepers. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmor says Israel believes only international peacekeepers can end the crisis.
Well, Lebanon cannot control Hezbollah because it is, well, central government is too weak. This is why it needs to be assisted by the international community, not only in words and Security Council resolutions, but also in fact, with deeds on the ground. And that means an international military force that will deploy wherever is needed in the south or along the Lebanon-Syria border, and that will assist the Lebanese army and the Lebanese police in enforcing law and order.
Lebanese leaders have so far said the UN plan is unacceptable because it allows Israel to keep its forces inside their country until the peacekeepers arrive. Lebanese leaders have asked the UN demand that Israeli forces leave Lebanon immediately once a ceasefire takes effect. Arab foreign ministers meeting in Beirut on Monday are expected to give a strong endorsement to the Lebanese proposal. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.